This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a study of Job, trying to understand some dynamics that often emerge in small group experiences. In spite of the serious nature of the subject matter in the book of Job, I at times chuckle as I read what is being said by Job and his three friends. It reminds me of when I've been in small groups where the same kind of dialogue took place. I've often said that though I would give most small groups a low grade for efficiency, I've found that believers who participate in a small group are generally the ones who are growing in their Christian experience. And when a tragedy or crisis strikes in the life of a small group member, the group provides a unique environment in which God can work. Jesus promised in Matthew 18:20, "Where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." Whenever you get together with your friends, especially when you are hurting badly, remind yourselves that God is there with you. He is there to help, heal, and restore. Before you start sharing ideas and remedies for a problem, go to God in prayer and ask Him to minister to you in your need. He often uses the group to help, but don't limit God to work through the group. Let Him do what He wants to do, how He wants to do it, when and how He wants to do it, and through whom He wants to do it. Remember Ephesians 3:20-21. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God will work when our hearts are open, and He might even choose the small group in which you're a part.